Hello, Mustang fans, and welcome to another Ford Performance edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. I'm your host, John Clore. You know, from my years with Auto Week magazine, the Ford Special Vehicle Team, Ford Racing, and now Ford Performance, I've always known that everyone has a Mustang story. So to that end, I hope you are reading my efforts to tell your story in the enthusiast section of FordPerformance.com, as well as keeping up with the latest happenings in the Mustang hobby by checking out FordPerformanceClubConnect.com every week. My co-host is a Mustang hobby and industry insider who is perhaps best known as the longtime president of the Mustang Owners Club of Southeastern Michigan, or MOXM, one of the largest and most active Mustang clubs on the continent, plus who also heads up BOXM for you Bronco owners, as well as being the new leader behind the International Council of Mustang Clubs. Of course, I could only be talking about my great friend Mike Ray. Mike, tonight, two for one, a superstar duo.
Absolutely, and wait till you hear the content we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, Mike, how did you get Kevin Dickey and Daniel Crank to break away from this wonderful work they do for Ford Performance and giving us cool stuff to come and talk with us on the podcast? How did that happen?
Well, I'm very fortunate to know both of them, and I've known Kevin for quite a while now. And, John, you're going to like this because if our viewers listen to the other one, an old podcast, Kevin went to school with Ms. Autumn Schwalbe.
No!
You know, all one big family, right? So, so I got to know Kevin a while ago, and we've kept in touch, and he's been moving up the corporate ladder and making cool things happen for the Mustang world, and here we are tonight.
Thank goodness. Kevin Dickey, Daniel Crank, thank you for joining us tonight on the Mustang Owners Podcast. I know you guys are busy, but we had to just get you on the air and talk about some fun stuff you're doing with Kevin. We're going to start with you because I did see a lot of cool photos from Autumn down at PRI taken by Bill Cook. And Mike, I didn't get them on FordPerformance.com because they thought I'd be pandering with Autumn.
No way.
No.
Well, was Bill and Mark down there?
Oh, yeah, we're both down there. Mark Storm and Bill Cook, who cover a lot of our events that's on. You guys can see it today. Let's say it's a Thursday. So it'll be our last entry for the year. You can check PRI coverage. But hey, Kevin, the stuff you guys do, and it's got to be fun dealing with the enthusiasts right on the grassroots level, right on the ground, and listening to what they want and then going back to Ford Performance and trying to make it happen.
It is, absolutely. You know, it's really a fun time to be involved with Ford Performance because, we've released a lot of stuff, starting with SEMA and debuting the FP800S Mustang and a couple of Bronco packages and Bronco Sport packages. And, you know, I think we have one of the freshest lineups out there in the automotive industry. So having the Ford Performance parts kind of up on the upbringing is a huge opportunity. And, you know, I'm glad to be an enthusiast from day one. Mike kind of knows that, I've always been kind of a Mustang guy, used to work for Ford in multiple areas of the country. And I've always been interested in Mustangs and actually drag race them on the side as well. So kind of in my blood from day one. So I'm super excited to, kind of continue on that in this job opportunity.
Oh, that is too cool. Of course, you're going to need your buddy to get out there. Daniel Crank, you got to get out there and get these cool packages and cars out to the dealerships, get them on the ground. What have you seen so far of the FP800S as far as the kind of reception you're getting on the dealership level?
So right now we're taking a lot of pre-orders for the FP800 and pretty much every single dealership that I've talked to is hands down ready to get one. I can speak for Kevin, but I want to say we're over 80 pre-orders for this thing. A lot of hype to it. Once you see it, you see the pictures, it speaks for itself. The thing is phenomenal. You're pushing over 800 horsepower. The thing is an absolute beast.
So guys, it's kind of like, look at what you did with the FP700 F-150. Is that...
Yes, it's very similar to the FP700. So the FP700, as you know, on the F-150 side, with 700 horsepower, they only made a limited amount of those specific packages, which, you know, we were responsible for over 60% of those made in our company, which was fantastic just to see that, you know, this was a limited package. It was in Motor Trend, Auto Week, all the big marketing articles. And I think it really was well received even by the YouTube world as well. If you go on to YouTube and search up the Straight Pipes, you know, they have over 700,000 views on that F-150 FP700 package. So these are the things that Ford Performance is actually going to be expanding, starting with the FP800S for Mustang. So I'm sure that they're going to probably have it in the hands of YouTubers, you know, Detroit News, Motor Trend, and all these articles. So, you know, customers can really see what these things can do. And the FP800S, you know, as Dan said, you know, it's going to be over 800 horsepower. It's going to have a warranty. You know, it comes with a half shaft upgrade kit too, just to make sure 800 horsepower stays to the ground and those axles can hold it, right? And it's going to have the street lowering kit, so it's going to be lowered in all four corners. It's going to have different wheels. It's going to have different graphics on it. I mean, this is going to be a pretty all-inclusive package.
That grill looks really nice too.
Yeah, and so Mike, I was going to ask you that. I mean, when you get into a sales a pitch and you got a 24 Mustang, a GT on the floor, and somebody's, you know, not quite into the dark horse, they want something different and special. I mean, isn't this just kind of, you reach into the magic back pocket of Mike Ray and say, well, have you heard about the FB800S? I mean, how do you?
Well, I do. And let me tell you something. So the dark horse, everybody wants the dark horse, right? And there's nothing against it. I absolutely love the car. I think it's phenomenal. We just can't get them. It's an allocation issue. And the dealers can't get 20, 30, 40 of them like the demand is there for. So sadly to say, to pitch, to get somebody into the performance thing under the Ford Performance flag, what we try to do is I'm pitching this FP800S because I actually call it the dark horse's daddy, right? I mean, it's 300 horsepower more than the dark horse. Yikes. That's no joke. And like I said, it's not putting the dark horse down. It's just the dark horses are not available. And what an option to be able to get something like this still under the Ford Performance brand and to just really, really upgrade your Mustang. And yeah, if you look at that picture of those cars, that grill, those wheels, everything just sets it off. One question I have for Daniel and Kevin, though, is I'm very familiar with the FP700 truck, the F-150s, as you guys know. The best part and the most compliments that we get is that extreme exhaust that's on those FP700s. Will that be something similar on the FP800?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Absolutely. And, you know, so there's actually going to be a lot of options, exhaust options that are actually available now that you can go on. You know, contact, you know, your guy, Mike at Gorno Ford, and, you know, he can get you kind of whatever exhaust that suits you. So you can pick from Touring, Sport, Extreme. Make sure if you have an active exhaust from the factory that it will keep that active exhaust. So there's actually a lot of options. And then you can pair that with the FP800S. And then on top of that, if you are lucky enough to have a dark horse to, you know, one of those allocations, you actually have exhaust options for that as well.
So let me ask you this then, on the exhaust part of it, you know, with the active exhaust on the new Mustangs, you got dual pipes on these sides, you got the quad tips. On the regular GTs, without the active, you only got the single pipes. Will those both be options with, like, say, the Extreme or whatever for the FP800?
Correct. So now we actually have a part number that has comes with a different balance. So it would actually have the quad tips with the quad tip balance that you can get under one part number. So Ford Performance now has 38 different options of exhaust that you can customize your GT to.
Good.
That's awesome.
Come on, Mike. I mean, that's confusing. I mean, how do you keep that all straight? You have a little list on your desk there at Orno?
Because Daniel keeps in contact with me all the time.
Yeah, well, Daniel, that's got to be something kind of cool that, that you give these guys the ammunition by saying, hey, you know, when I modify my car, the only guarantee that I get, the only warranty I have is I'm guaranteed to go to the hardware store and buy a broom and a dustpan, because that's what happens to my engines. But you you guys warranty this part, because if Ford Performance tested it, it's been on the car, and this has gone through the same rigorous testing as you do for any performance part, that's got to be a huge plus.
The warranty aspect of it is huge, just like Dan said. I mean, it's when you have 800 horsepower under warranty, not a lot of production cars can offer that any longer. Obviously, with all these emissions and things in that nature, it's the warranty aspect is huge.
Well, and the other thing, Mike, and you have to be able to tell people this, it's not just a matter of putting the horsepower in your car. I mean, because once you add that into the driveline, you're putting different strains on the car. So this kit includes the upgraded half shaft kit. I mean, that's an important part, to have the half shafts that can take the additional horsepower. A lot of people, skip that step, stick a blower on the car, all everything's going to be great. But that's, I think, Mike, it's got to separate those other people that are saying, I can do this myself, and say, listen, this is engineered by Ford Performance.
Yeah, that has to be like that. And I don't know if things have changed over the years, but back when I was with that Roush, if it was over 700, 700 or 750, I believe it was, you had to change the half depth, or it was not going to be a good story. So it's definitely needed with an 800 horsepower car.
That is off the charts. So I understand, the F-150, that makes total sense. And I mean, the world's greatest selling vehicle. But now, is some of this stuff going to trickle down to either Bronco or Ranger? I mean, I heard some rumor that you're going to do some Ford Performance cool stuff for those two vehicles as well.
Yes. Yeah, so kind of like at SEMA, we had a different package for, I think we had two Bronco packages, a Bronco Sport, a Mustang. So the FP, this whole 700, 800. So Ford Performance really wants to expand that out, right? So it's going to probably be an off-road package for the Bronco. That's an FP, with probably paired with one of our calibrations of the 2.3 or the 2.7. So they're really trying to expand that lineup. And obviously Bronco is a huge opportunity. And, right now we already have lift kits, different wheels, tires, lights, calibration tunes, different badging. And we have all these options right now, but they really want to streamline that into one single package to kind of really make it easier for the customer.
Mike, that smells like a Boxum thing.
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm very close with these guys, so I'll definitely spread the word for them and give everybody some Ford Performance love.
Oh, absolutely. And guys, we got to tell you, the fact that you are out there, not just the performance shows, but listening to what customers want. And like Mike's saying, sometimes you just can't get, the models are not available, and Mustang, you guys know that it's something so personal. Mike, these guys can have something that's so different. It's not a Saleen, it's not a Roush, it's not a factory mod. It's something that they can get through Ford Performance and get the FP series upgrades. What a cool differentiator for somebody who owns a Mustang. I mean, that's got to be the way you, and Mike, if it's any GT, right? So you can, it can come any color, any way you like it.
Absolutely. And these guys do a phenomenal job. The FP700s have been amazing. Actually, one of the customers randomly comes into the dealership just to tell me how much he loves his. That was the first one we sold. And the guy just loves it. He's taking it to Arizona. He just absolutely loves that truck. And I'll tell you, my approach is for selling is when that FP700's outside and you see somebody looking at it, or you're going to show them it and you go get the keys, as you're walking out, you start that exhaust and they just, their eyes just light up, and it's basically a done deal after that.
Well, you guys, I'm telling you, I don't know how you keep doing it, but so where can an interesting party see these vehicles? We have a show coming up after the holiday break. Are you going to be out on the road? What's your plan, guys, to get out there and start beating the drum on this?
Well, I mean, as far as seeing it in person, I believe, Mike, you have one sitting on the showroom floor, right?
Not the truck I do, but not the Mustang yet, but we're working on it.
All right. Mike, you better.
So I'm just waiting for it to come in from Flat Rock.
Well, you know, once the FB800S comes out, we already know that, you know, Mike wants his hands on that immediately.
Yeah.
That's something Mike and I have talked closely with. So Mike has his pre-orders in. He was, you know, on that right away. So when those packages come out, you can for sure know that Gorno Ford is going to have it.
Well, Daniel,
yeah, you know, we're just waiting on a couple of the cars to come in from Flat Rock. So there's been a delay for we don't know what reason, but we're waiting on like four Mustangs, but a couple of them are going to be FB800s.
Oh, good. Well, Daniel and Kevin, could you then, no matter where you are in the country, because the Mustang Owners podcast goes everywhere, could you then just walk into your dealership and say, hey, listen, I'm really interested in what Ford Performance is offering with the FP800S. Is there any possibility you can look into that for me? And they can then go chase that down for them?
Absolutely. Yep. It will be a part number that, you know, has a base package, just kind of like the FP700. And then the customer can customize it exactly to their liking on picking out what exhaust option they would like. There's also going to be additional carbon fiber options that they could add to the package as well. So, yeah, they definitely can.
Oh, wow. That is going to be so for all you people out there that are saying, you know, it's as we get further into Mustang's brand new generation, you know, is it going to be anything new and exciting? The answer is yes, thanks to Ford Performance and the guys at Parts, especially our friends Kevin Dickey and Daniel Crank being out there trying to get these really cool opportunities, performance opportunities, to get super great horsepower, wonderful upgrades in your car, a unique look, and then yet at the same time offer a warranty. Hey, man, you know, I want you both to know I would have one of these, and I would have already gone to Gorno and ordered it from Mike and been driving it around, except my wife wants to waste my money on stupid things like mortgages and food.
Oh, yeah, that makes two of us.
Sorry, Mike.
Yep, I get that.
No, what a great opportunity. I can't tell you guys, we're so excited, and I hope everyone listening to our podcast tonight gets this idea and goes checks out the just Google it and to see this really great option. As Mike says, you can't hear it on the internet, but if you can go out and see one, get to the dealership, listen to these cars. That Borla Extreme, that exhaust is awesome. These cars are really the real deal. And you know how long? God only knows how long you can order these things. You know, we can't be doing these crazy knuckle dragging wonderful horsepower cars forever. So you better get out there and start calling around on your dealership. I hope both of you guys, Kevin and Daniel, that you sell this package out because this is what Mustang people are all about, and you know it.
Oh yeah, I can tell you. You know, we got boots on the ground there. We are doing a tremendous job getting the word out. We are both enthusiasts and super, super excited about this project. And I can tell you it's going to be at every dealership in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana, at least from my standpoint. So I'm super thrilled about it and can't wait till it actually gets released.
Hey, Kevin, also, don't you, I think you still have one now, but I know you've had a couple Mustangs in your past already, right?
Absolutely. Actually, on my third one. So, you know, started with the 2011 Mustang GT and decided to supercharge that because, you know, whoever can't have enough horsepower, right? So, you know, that one made 700 horsepower and then worked my way up to a Shelby GT350, you know, which was just an awesome driving experience. And then we actually developed a twin turbo kit to go underneath the vehicle. With Helion over in California, which, you know, that car made over 1,000 horsepower. And then I currently have a 2020 Shelby GT500, kind of same in that realm as well. So Mustang enthusiast at heart, for sure.
Love that.
Kevin's Mustang is a meme.
Well,
yeah, is that still stock, Kev, the GT500?
No, so that GT500 is not stock. It is definitely over probably 900 horsepower. So it definitely moves, especially with that dual clutch transmission, where you know it just shifts like a dime. And actually, Dan has a F-150 that is supercharged, is like the FP700, and also had his exhaust as well. So Dan's in the performance game as well.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what did you do to get the extra horsepower on the GT500? I'm curious.
So, you know, you start with the blower. So, you know, it comes with that 2.65 liter blower. And, yep. You know, you just get that ported, CNC ported. So that's ported and has long tube headers by Cooks, you know, nice 2-inch headers all the way back. And then you put some good injectors in there to full, have all that fuel going through it. It's on ethanol as well with a smaller pulley. So that wow. all combined to make a decent amount of horsepower.
That's awesome.
You guys definitely rock. We'd love that. And we hope everyone tonight to check out this is an incredible little package we got from Ford Performance Parts. Again, it's for us, it's the Mustang package that really drives us with the FP800S. We want you to go out there and check it out. If your dealer doesn't have one, tell them to go check out the part number. Get it in your garage. Drive it and love it. And we can't thank Kevin Dickey and Daniel Crank enough for taking some time out of their busy schedules to talk with everyone out there. Guys, really keep up the good work on this. We really love this stuff. It proves that Ford gets it and they understand the performance enthusiasts. And I think that really puts everybody else in the rearview mirror.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mike, for chasing these guys down. And thank you, everyone, for listening in here on the Mustang Owners Podcast. So until next time, we'll just have to catch you down the road.